605-635-5910. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. And if you are sharing the best platform for the show, I recommend the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. That website is dedicated to this show. It has the replay button every 3 hours. It repeats today's show all the way through until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, when I'll be broadcasting from a hotel in West Branch. Thank you, Denise Smith. Greatly appreciate you doing that for me. And we're going to pack up the studio, and we're going to head downstate, and then we're going to be broadcasting from West Branch tomorrow. But put out there yourdefendingfathers.com. That has the replay button. It also has the podcast. So greatly appreciate if you guys would do that. I got a couple of stories. I got a text message here, and this is interesting. I don't know who this is. If you could please text me your first name and city area that you're listening to the show. Your number ends in 2357. Trucker Randy, what should we expect at the upcoming state convention caucus in Detroit on March 2nd? Will Hoekstra's people try to push their way into the chair position? If so, do we need to be prepared with protests? I would say yes. I would not put it past Pete Hoekstra to be there. I wouldn't be surprised to see if he attempts to go up onto the stage and take the gavel, but there's one slight little problem. This is not going to be a normal state convention. That's not the function. That's not the purpose of it. We are not going to be in the Lansing Civic Center. We're not going to be in the Deltaplex or whatever place we've done it before in Grand Rapids. These are going to be breakout rooms. Like, you know, when we're normally down at state convention where we have the caucuses on Friday night. We all break out into our 13 congressional districts. Now we're down to 13. Yes, Michigan used to have 19 congressmen in Washington, D.C. We're down to 13. Declining population, overtaxed, overregulated, running the state right into the ground, people leaving the state of Michigan, population-based, United States congressmen based on population. Yeah, we're down. We're down big time. Congressman usually responsible for 750 to 800,000 people per district. Well, guess what? We're down to 13. We'll be in 13 rooms. It's going to be very difficult for them to have 13 district chairs lined up, attempting to grab the gavels out of the district chair's hands. See, up here in the first district, we have a new chair, Dare Rendon, former state representative. She's asked me to be her parliamentarian for the first district. I'm going to be there, right by her side. I'll have the thick 600 and some page Roberts Rules of Order book there that you do not read. If anybody tells you they've read it, they're lying. It would take you years to read the Roberts Rules of Order book in its entirety. Because it puts you to sleep. It's a reference for how to respond to a situation from a parliamentarian point of view as far as rules of Roberts, the Army colonel who wrote it, on how to conduct the meetings. You don't read the book. It's a reference book. if you can prove to me on a lie detector that you read the entire 12th edition of Robert's Rules of Order, I will absolutely retract my statement and make you famous for being able to read that book. I've tried reading it. I fall asleep within 5 minutes. Are you kidding me? You refer to it. When you have a situation arise on such and such a rule number, Mr. Chairman, I appeal to your decision based on this rule in Robert's Rule. Give me the rule. Let me look it up. We'll look it up. We'll discuss it. Very good. You're wrong. I'm right. Whatever. I'm wrong. You're right. It doesn't matter. But the point is this. They're not going to be able to do this in a normal state convention setting. You're not going to have the big stage up front with the big overhead screen behind it. You're not going to have a podium. You're not going to have somebody walk out and talk to all of us precinct delegates organized in one large room. It's not the way it's going to happen, guys. This is going to be by congressional district. What's actually more important is getting control of your congressional district. Whoever's chairing it, are they a patriot? Kind of the bottom line question now. It's been the theme of this show for over 12 years. We're patriots. That's who we are. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're not libertarians. We're not constitutional. We're not tax party. We're patriots. We love our country. We love our state. We love our family. We love our God. We love where we live. And we're taking it back. And they don't like it. Well, too bad. So sad. We put up with you guys for years. The good old boys club. Yeah, and I have to admit, I've had a few beers on the Michigan Republican Party's dime. What the heck? They had an open bar. The porch party on Mackinac Island during the leadership conference. Oh, yeah, I tossed back a few. But the donors paid for it. People who donated hardworking money along with the Betsy DeVos donor class. So really, it didn't make me feel too bad because I was drinking Betsy DeVos's beer. Thank you, Betsy. You bought me a few beers over the years. Well, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter. Now, I said I was going to downshift. I was going to take the off-ramp. We were going to get on 127 and head south down to Lansing. The governor of the state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, has come up with a new department. A completely new department. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced yesterday a new department within the state government. She has created a brand new Community and Worker Economic Transition Office. Let's see, do those words make up any acronym? C-W-E-T-O? No, not really. Normally she comes up with these names that are so cute so she can, you know, create an acronym like EAGLE. Used to be, you know, the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Environmental Quality. Well, now it's, you know, EAGLE, whatever. This new office will be within the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity called LEO. See how she does that? Labor and Economic Opportunity. She announced it yesterday, and this new created office is going to assist communities, workers, and employers in preparing to transition to a 100% clean energy economy. Oh my God, are you kidding me? A 100% clean energy economy that's never going to happen, ever. Nice little pipe dream of yours, Governor, along with George Soros and AOC and all you other idiots, not going to happen. we will not have clean energy by 2040. 100% of our grid will not be produced by clean energy by 2040. It's not going to happen. And by the way, EVs are going to be dinosaurs within 10 years. But yet she's moving forward and she's creating all this money out of thin air. I don't even know where she's paying for it. The transition office will be responsible for shifts in jobs in the utility and automotive sectors, which make up more than 20% of the economy in Michigan. By 2040, when we go, you know, 100% green on our electric grid, which is not going to happen, there could be 41,000 new jobs in electric vehicle manufacturing and renewable energy construction. Whitmer said, quote, Michigan can lead and build the future of clean energy as we bring home more critical supply chains and create thousands more good-paying jobs. Whitmer said, good-paying jobs. With hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars spent in grants and giveaways to create 41,000 jobs that are never going to happen. Because by 2040, we will not be making electric vehicles. The market is not going to support your pipe dream. Your pipe dream is not realistic, Gretchen. Me and many others, especially up here in northern Michigan, we're never going to own EVs. Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, go all the way along 10 from the Atlantic Ocean all the way out to California. Yes, they may be driving EVs. You get north of 40 in Knoxville, Tennessee. You get north of I-40, EVs do not work, especially in the wintertime. When you have the battery technology capable of holding a charge in cold weather, when you figure that one out, you might have a chance. But again, not going to do it with electricity that is produced by your clean energy grid. We're going to have $400 a month electric bills right now without charging a car. We'll wrap up this story. Final segment of hour number two. Man, what a headache. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kesslering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages coming in. Thanks to Paige, Denise, Diane, whoever. They're sharing yourdefendingfathers.com with Michael from Flushing. He's a new listener and texting into the show. Greatly appreciate you becoming part of the radio family. Welcome aboard, sir. Got a text from Ken. He's like, Randy, can you text me Jonathan Deke, the computer geek? 231-818-8349. Website is legendarysystems.net. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. You get a discount. He can fix your computers remotely without you even unplugging them from your house. Laptop, desktop, it doesn't matter. Your cell phone, virtual privacy network, VPNs available, remote computer repair. He has our podcast now on a secured server, free firewalls, and a little present for you guys if you violate those firewalls. So, yeah, great guy, computer geek. You got to tolerate Jonathan. He talks fast. He is a, honestly, I think he's a robot. I don't think he's even a human being. I think artificial intelligence and Elon Musk has put skin and hair on him, and he's acting like a human, but really he's a robot. He's a computer geek all day long. Got to be prepared to talk fast because he already knows what you're asking, and he gives you the answer before you finish your question. He's great. I love Jonathan. Let's see. Any other ones I got to get to real quick? No, I think that's it. We're caught up. Tom Walker, Petoskey, Randy, we're already green. All of our green is going into her pockets to pay for all this crap. Yep, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. And they had some other speakers at this press conference and blah, 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 selling it. I ain't buying it, Gretchen. The biggest problem you've got is lithium batteries. Do you know, or did you know this? I didn't know this. Vicky actually saw something on Facebook. She's on Facebook under an alias. I don't even know anything about these type of stories that she sees there. But she said that somebody took a video of a lithium mine. And some birds flew into it. And they were on the ground looking for food or whatever. And within, I think she said it was 15 or 20 minutes, the birds started falling over dead. You have an electric vehicle. with hundreds, if not 1,000 pounds of lithium battery within 2-3 feet of you while you're riding in an electric vehicle. They weigh a lot. That's why they wear out the tires. Every 15 to 20,000 miles, you need a new set of tires. Oh, yeah, Eric Frisky over at Royal Tire would love you coming in with your EV. But the lithium batteries, the amount of whatever it is that comes out of them, is it radiation? I'm not sure what it is. Lithium batteries, it's lithium. I know if you throw it into a fire, you end up with a real nice fireworks. Well, guess what? They do not hold a charge in cold weather. What's the ambient temperature out there right now? Let me pull up the weather. Let me find this real quick. Yeah, we're looking at the studio right now. We're at freezing. Yeah, Traverse City's 32. Let's see, Alpena, well, you're below freezing. You're at 30. Gaylord's at 29. Roxanne Dufort, the Mackinac Republicans, they're right at freezing. Sault Ste. Marie, 31. So it looks like Alpena is actually the cold spot. Atlanta, that snow belt, Gaylord, Atlanta, and Alpena. Right across 32, yep, guess what? You're below freezing, you're getting snow. Absolutely. Roger City, 33. No, that's 31. Focus your eyes, Randy. God, you're getting old. But anyway, the bottom line is this. They're not going to be able to do what she thinks. They may be manufacturing EVs, but they're not going to be sold in Michigan, especially northern Michigan. Not until you get this battery thing figured out. When they can hold a charge in cold weather, and you have to understand the chemistry of it, the physics of it, they don't. Gretchen Whitmer doesn't understand specific density of a lithium battery. She doesn't understand PV equals NRT, pressure volume times the number of molecules times the R factor times temperature. You're not going to hold a charge electronically when the temperatures drop below freezing. And I love these rental car companies. They bought all these fleets of EVs in cold weather states. They can't get them started. They can't even open the doors. The electric locks won't unlock. That's how low the batteries charged are. Well, I just charged it up an hour ago. Yeah, guess what? It's dead. Unbelievable. We're going to talk about my house's water. Got a great discussion coming with John Davis of MAGA Water right there in Alpena. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for you.